narrator says, Ibn Ziyad called his companions for fighting against Hussein alayhi salam, and they responded. Though he held them in a low esteem, they carried out his order. He offered Umar ibn Sa'd the command of the army, which he accepted blindly. Umar ibn Sa'd left Kufa with 4,000 mounted soldiers for battle against him. Ibn Ziyad sent many army groups for him, till their number totaled 20,000 on the night of 6th of Muharram. Ibn Sa'd cornered Hussein alayhi salam, putting him in an extremely difficult situation. He cut off water supply from he and his companions, and made them all suffer a terrible thirst. Then Imam alayhi salam got up, reclined over his sword, and proclaimed in a loud voice, I administer an oath on you. Do you know me? They said, Yes, you are the child of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his heir. Hussein said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن جدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
I administered the oath of Allah. Tell me, do you know that the Prophet of Allah is my grandfather? They replied, By Allah, yes. He then asked,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن أمي فاطمة ابنة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that my mother Fatima is the daughter of Muhammad? They said, Yes. He said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن أبي علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that my father is Ali ibn Abi Talib? They replied, By Allah, yes. He said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن جدتي خديجة بنت خويلد أول نساء هذه الأمة إسلاما
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that my grandmother is Khadija, daughter of Khuwaylid, the first Muslim lady of the Ummah? They said, Yes. He said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن حمزة سيد الشهداء عم أبي
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that Hamza, chief of the martyrs, is the uncle of my father? They replied, It is so. Hussein alayhi salam said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن جعفر الطيار في الجنة عمي
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that Ja'far, who can fly in paradise, is my uncle? They said, By Allah, yes. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن هذا سيف رسول الله أنا متقلده؟
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Does this sword which I have unsheathed and which is now in my hand belong to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? They said, Yes. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن هذه عمامة رسول الله أنا لابسها؟
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Is this turban which is now on my head the turban of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? They replied, By Allah, yes it is. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن عليا كان أول الناس إسلاما وأجزلهم علما وأعظمهم حلما وأنه ولي كل مؤمن ومؤمنة
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that Ali alayhi salam is the first man who embraced Islam, whose knowledge was deeper than that of everyone else, and whose forbearance was higher than that of everyone else, and that he is the master of every Muslim man and woman? They replied, By Allah, yes. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
فَبِمَ تَسْتَحِلُّونَ دَمِي وَأَبِي صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الذَّائِدُ عَنِ الْحَوْضِ غَدًا يَذُودُ عَنْهُ رِجَالًا كَمَا يُذَادُ الْبَعِيرُ الصَّادِرُ عَنِ الْمَاءِ وَلِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَدِ أَبِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ
Then how do you allow yourselves to shed my blood when on the last day my father will be the protector of hosts, who will drive away people from the hose as camels are hushed away from water, and that the standard of praise, liwa'ul hamd, will be in the hands of my father on the day of judgment.
They replied, We know all of this, and yet we will not leave you until you taste death and thirst.
When the women heard the speech of Yaman, they wept and wailed all night, slapped their faces and their horses aroused. Imam alayhi salam sent his brother Abbas and his son Ali towards them and said, Make them calm down. By my life, how much wailing they would have in the future. The narrator says, The letter of Ibn Ziyad reached Umar ibn Sa'd. It was asking him to start fighting immediately and warned him against delay. It made Ibn Sa'd and his army to launch an attack on Hussein alayhi salam. Shimr ibn Zil-Joshan, may Allah curse him, rushed ahead and cried, Where are my nephews Abdullah, Ja'far, Abbas and Uthman? Hussein alayhi salam said to the sons of Umm al-Baneen, Though he is fasiq, an evildoer, give him a response. The sons of Umm al-Baneen replied, What do you want? Shimr asked, O sons of my sister, you are under protection and amnesty. Do not get killed with your brother Hussein and come to the service of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam shouted in response, May your hands perish. May your offer of amnesty be cursed. O enemy of Allah, are you asking us to leave our brother and master Hussein ibn Fatin alayhi salam and to come under the command of the rejected, the cursed, and sons of those condemned by Allah? Shimr returned angrily to his army. The narrator says, When Hussein alayhi salam saw that the effect of the admonition was less and the enemy was very eager to begin fighting, he told his brother Abbas, If you can avoid war today, do so. We should offer prayers during this night for Allah, as He knows that I am very fond of prayers and of reciting His holy book. Abbas put up his proposal before them. Umar ibn Sa'd kept quiet. Amr ibn Hajjaj Zawaydi said to him, They are the family members of Muhammad. Even if they were poor and low-class people, their requests would have been accepted. Thus, their demand was accepted. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam, who was in a sitting position, fell asleep and then woke up and said, O sister, during this hour I saw in a dream my grandfather, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my father Ali alayhi salam, and my mother Fatima alayhi salam, and my brother Hassan alayhi salam, who were saying,
O Hussein, you are coming to us. They ask you. According to another narration, he said, you'll be with us tomorrow. The narrator says, Zainab slapped her face and screamed. Hussein alayhi salam said, calm down. Do not make the enemy rejoice. Thank you.